Item 16.2, notice of motion by Councillor Meg Downey, nom number 6-2016. Councillor Downey.
I'd like to move that the Council, in the interests of safety of the children at Wonga Park Primary School, A, commence discussions with Wonga Park Primary School and the Victorian Department of Education and Training to investigate traffic-related issues around the school and determine the most appropriate and effective response. This may include on-street or off-street treatments. The solution would need to involve a mutually beneficial outcome for the school, the department, and the council. B, send a copy of council's resolution to the government representative in the Legislative Council, informing him of the motion and asking him for assistance in this.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for this motion? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Downey.
I think most of the councils at this table, except for a couple of us, are parents, and I'm sure that you are all concerned about the safety of children when coming and going to school. By virtue of the fact that Wonga Park is a more rural school, with children having to travel long distances, it is necessary for most of them to come by car. And this means about 200 cars have to come to deliver the children in the morning and afternoon. This has been an ongoing problem and one for which I have sought a solution for many years. I've had many meetings with the principal of the school over the years, and the most recently I was invited to their school council just before the school holidays to hear of this issue. The teachers and the school are at a loss what to do with this. They've had our officers out to talk to them about it, and some of this would involve quite costly things for council. And to help solve the issue, the teachers have given up their designated parking area as a kiss and ride. However, there are still safety issues with children going behind moving cars. And councillors, we must look after the welfare of our children. The roads are narrow, there are no formed gutters. It's very difficult for cars to pull up at the school. In fact, some parents are actually getting there at 2:30 just so that they can get a spot to pick up their children. As I said, our officers have recently met up with the school and come up with some solutions, but these all go only part way. It is time for the Victorian Department of Education and Training to take ownership of the problem and work with the school and council to find a solution. In essence, I'm asking for a dialogue to be started and for our local government representative in the Legislative Council to be advised of this resolution so that he can make a personal approach to the relevant minister. Councillors, think of the children at this school, and I know that this is only one of many schools which is has problems with pickup of children at the end of the day, and I think that if we can get the Education Department talking on this one, we can look at solving problems for other schools. I would ask you to support my motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Well, I'm not from that ward, but I know that there's school problems all over Manningham with different schools, and the issues that we have are got gutters and things like that. So to listen to the issues from Wonga Park, I supported it based on the fact that we're taking this to the government and we're really asking them to. I'm hoping that we add other schools to it in the future. But I see that this Wonga Park Primary School one is more important at this point because of those other issues. So I ask that my fellow councillors support this.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against?
I'd like to speak, but not necessarily against.
Well, Councillor, you have a choice. Right now, you either speak against, you don't speak, or you move a suspension of standing orders so that you can speak.
Well, that's what I'll do then. I'll move suspension of standard orders, please.
Councillors, we have a procedural motion before us to move to suspend standing orders. Do I have a seconder? Councillor O'Brien. I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Councillor Galvin.
Well, I'm actually quite in favour of Councillor Downey's motion, but I would ask her if she would consider including two items to her motion. I think these are quite important, as everything that she described, school pickups and things. I mean, I think we've all experienced them firsthand, but Wonga Park, you know, I think there's something that can be done, and I'd like these two issues to be investigated as part of the report that she's asking for. One is the investigation into the feasibility of council either selling or leasing the neighbouring reserve to the Department of Education for the school's use. And two, that council investigate the possibility of prioritising and bringing forward the planned future traffic management work surrounding the school, especially the pedestrian path and road upgrade between school and junction of Jumping Creek and Dudley Roads, if that's okay with Councillor Downing.
Can I give a reason?
I'm afraid that's not really how it works, Councillor, unfortunately.
No.
Thank you. Free to finish speaking, Councillor.
I think that the main reason why I asked for those two issues to be included was more to the point where Councillor Downey said that, you know, the State Department of Education has to be accountable for its work around schools. And there is a process, and if it's not looked at, where the traffic management actually becomes the problem of the school and not just council. I mean, we've got our commitments to the roads and the pedestrian pathways, but, you know, if I suppose I just wanted to ensure that they were going to look at the feasibility of selling that or leasing the reserve, which would have brought all of the traffic management problems into the grounds of the school, and it would have solved the parking plus the pick up and drop off. I mean, it may still be included in what Councillor Downey had said in that report, but by spelling it out, it makes sure that the report does not miss these two vital issues.
Thank you, Councillor. Question. Another speaker with a motion.
Question,
please.
To officers, if there was the one of the options was to lease or sell the reserve, would that go before the private open the public open space committee to be looked at?
Mr. Sear?
Through you, Mayor. The procedure would be that once the discussions had taken place, there'll be a report presented back to council, and then council would decide necessarily on the process going forward from that. So there'll be a step in between what you're discussing.
Will that report examine the private open space, public open space, demand, usage, future requirements in Wonga Park?
Through you, Mayor.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, our current public open space strategy has only been reviewed very recently, and we do have a precinct analysis for that, so it would be pretty easy to update it because it's quite fresh. So it would include that work.
Thank you. Do I have another speaker for or against the motion? In that case, I will put the motion.
Sorry.
Carried away, my apologies.
You've got to participate.
Before the summing up? Okay, could I have a motion please to resume standing orders? Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder? Councillor O'Brien. I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Councillor Downey, if you'd please sum up.
Well, I appreciate the sentiments from Councillor Galbally. I think I now have the opportunity to address it. But I have left it very open in saying But we determine the most appropriate and effective response without putting anything on the table. And that is specifically why I've done that. My initial thoughts were of releasing, but I did have advice and I wanted to leave it open because who knows what else will come up. And in relation to the footpath, I think the footpath is due to be done in the next financial year. So basically, councillors, I would just ask you to consider the safety of the children that we're getting the Department of, and it's changed since I worked for them, the Victorian Department of Education and Training to enter into discussions. And we just need a solution to this problem as quickly as possible. Think of the children, think of their safety. We don't want a child being run over because they move behind a car that's reversing back. It's not costing us a lot of money to do it. We just want a result for the children. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried.
Division.
Councillors, a division called. I'd ask you to indicate your support for the motion. Those for, Councillor Haynes, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Griffith-Stopoulos, Councillor Downey, Councillor Kleiner, Councillor Galbally, Councillor McLeish. Those against, there being none, the motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 17, questions from the public. Do we have any written questions, Mr. CEO?
There are no questions.
Thank you. Item 18, questions without notice from councillors. Councillor Haynes.
Mr. Mayor, just one. Is the Mayor aware that in November, many trees and bushes got burned behind my property in Brindley Crescent, which is on Weatherby Road, and also across the road with those tall pine trees as well? They have been dead now for over 6 months. People have been hoping that they were going to be taken down and dealt with over before winter. We've had some really strong winds, and there's a lot of people really concerned over the future of their properties and what's happening with these trees and bushes.
Thank you, Councillor. No, I wasn't aware that those trees were still there, and I'm sure the officers have taken note of the issue and will address it if it is indeed a council issue. And if not, I'm sure we can write to the appropriate authorities in fairly stern terms. Please.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. those trees are on Melbourne Water land, and Councillor Haynes has brought it to our attention in the past, and we have met with Melbourne Water now on two occasions to discuss them removing those trees, and we're more than happy to go back to them again and find out where it's at.
Thank you. Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, are you aware that Aquarina Leisure Centre is now finished, and are you aware you are opening it?
I was, as it happens, aware, yes.
Mr. Mayor, this is a cracker of a facility. I was down there on the weekend with the kids, and I saw it in all its glory. And I'm very, very proud. The hair on the back of my neck stood up. It was absolutely... It was, as it is now, Jim, it was absolutely an experience to go through that, to see it transformed from what it was to where it is now. And Mr. Mayor, we can only give, we sit around this table and we monitor expenditure, make decisions, but the real credit goes to this council, to these officers, particular to Mr. Harrison and his team, who have put this project and transform this project from its early conception to planning, delivery, implementation to construction. And Mr. Harrison should be, and his team, and every one of them must be commended for an excellent project. On time, on budget, they delivered. And he has performed an outstanding job, as has the current CEO and the former CEO, Joe Carboni, who have guided his team to where we are now. I'm very proud of this facility, Mr. Mayor, and I can't wait for you to open it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. And of course, it, in reality, it isn't me that's opening it, it's our council that's opening it. I'm only doing the task on behalf of the council, And I agree that it's an outstanding piece of work, but I would also extend that congratulations not just to Mr. Harrison, but it extends right across the organisation, because people have been involved at every level, urban designers, planners, you name it. Almost every element of our council's organisation is involved in our construction program, as I said earlier, and they're all to be congratulated for the great facility they've produced. So thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor Griffiths-Stopoulos.
Mr. Mayor, are we able to arrange for two get well messages to two of the staff at Manningham City Council who are currently at home recovering, one for Ms. Nick Dawes and the other one for Mr. David Todashini?
Certainly. Thank you for bringing that to attention, our attention, Councillor.
And we wish him a speedy recovery as well, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Downey.
Mr. Mayor, are you aware, in following up from Councillor O'Brien's comments about Aqua Marina, which I agree is a wonderful facility, the initial concept and work was started with the last council. So it goes back a long way, and a lot of people, more than just the people sitting around the table, have been involved with that.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. Yes, I was aware of that, and that's why I actually asked for the previous council to be invited to the opening ceremony.
Okay. Secondly, Mr. Mayor, are you aware of the number of garbage bins that are now ending up on their sides? As I drove down your street to my home the other day, I noticed that there were a lot of bins on their sides. I've had complaints from residents about this, and I've also noticed that a lot of rubbish is not actually getting into the bins. And I saw a lot of rubbish lying around bins. The crows were very happy, and I don't mean the football crows. And I think it's something that you should be aware of and something we should be concerned about.
Thank you, Councillor. Indeed, it is something we're concerned about. We do have these sorts of problems at times. I know my own bin's been destroyed in the past by people driving down the road.
Oh, that's me kicking them.
Bulldozing them over. But I do understand the point, and I'm sure Mr. Harrison has taken notes and will be giving some thought to what the problem might have been on that particular day.
I think it's on more than one day. It's not just... I observed it last Friday, but it's been on a number of days, and I've had complaints from residents about it as well.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. Councillor Climate. Thank you. Councillor Galbally. Thank you. Item 19, confidential reports. Mr. CEO.
Mr. Mayor, there are no confidential reports.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I will close the meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you all for your attendance.